Jesus taught us to pray this prayer. You've prayed it 100 times, and half of you have no idea what you're praying. Our Father who art in heaven, amen.
This is Straight Talk.
This is Straight Talk Radio. My name is Joshua Hollick, and I'm here with Pastor Mark Job from New Life Community Church, and we are in the second half of an exciting message called Roll Up Your Sleeves. Pastor Mark, you're in Luke chapter 10, and you're helping us to understand what is it going to take to bring about the change that Christ envisioned in the world.
You know, Joshua, I have so many people that tell me, well, we live in a very hard society. No one's open. People don't want to go to church. They don't want to hear about God. This is a tough secular society. Yet when I read Scripture, I get a different impression from Jesus. Jesus says, lift up your eyes, look to the harvest. The harvest is plentiful. The problem is not the harvest. The problem, what's the problem?
Workers.
The problem is the workers. So I believe that our challenge is not the secularization of society. I believe our challenge is the mobilization of the people of God.
Yeah.
And so if this world is going to change, if Chicago's going to change, it requires us to roll up our sleeves and make a difference. Hey, I live in the same Chicago that that everybody else lives in. And you know, over the last 3 years, Joshua, just at our church, we have seen over 1,000 people take the step of believer's baptism.
Wow.
And that's because some people have rolled up their sleeves and gone out there to make disciples.
The harvest is plentiful.
Exactly. And you know what? If we all rolled up our sleeves, we should have probably seen 3 times that much, 3,000 people. But we're getting there. We're mobilizing people to say, hey, you are a witness. Roll up your sleeves. Don't be ashamed of the gospel and start splashing on other people around
you. And it's not that there aren't people out there who are enemies of the cross. Of course there are.
But there's open people as well.
And you're going to encourage us here in this second half of the message to put our energy into the people who are open to the message.
Exactly. Some of you need to stop throwing your pearls before the swine, as Scripture says. In other words, the swine don't appreciate pearls. They're going to eat them, despise, trample on them. But there are people that are longing, that secretly desire for someone to talk to them about Jesus.
Yeah, and what a great joy. You'll talk about this too, the great joy that there is in being a part of this work. Well, friends, we pray you would also roll up your sleeves as we dive into the second half of this message in Luke chapter 10.
Spend your time looking for people that are genuinely looking for God and share with them the gospel of Jesus Christ, because people go between ripe and unripe. When a fruit is ripe, you don't have to yank it off the tree. When it's ripe, all you have to do is touch it and it falls off the tree. How about it? When people are genuinely looking for God, you don't have to yank, pull, coerce, manipulate, drag them down, argue with them. All you have to do is gently show them the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ, open up, pray with them, and boom, it's like they are ready. Look for people that are ripe around you to share the gospel with, because that's what the Word of God says. Hey, and if they don't receive it, he says, hey, just dust your shoes off and move on. I believe that God has called us to make a huge difference in this world. And I don't want you wasting your time with people that are hard right now. I know people, by the way, that are really hard at one time, but it takes a while for them to get soft. And when they get soft, they come to God. How many of you were some of the real hardcore people that you did not want to hear the gospel? How many of you rejected people? How many of you laughed at Christians when they shared with you? How many? Come on, raise your hand if you were one of those. Yeah, look around. We got a lot of scoffers. Our head of security right now, his name is Mike Pagan. Mike, he was in the earlier service. Not sure if he's here right now, but Mike was a detective for the Chicago Police Department, and very, you know, you spend your time with a lot of criminals around, you're suspicious of everybody, right? Well, his wife, Maria, she came to Christ and started coming to church, and God really got a hold of her. And she invited her husband many, many times, and he was like, no way, no, no. In fact, she got ready to get baptized, invited him to her baptism, and he said, no, I'm not going. And she, when she would talk with him, he would say, I'm going to investigate that Pastor Mark. I'm going to see what that guy's into, what kind of shyster he is. I'm going to dig up all the garbage on him. And he was really, really opposed to her Christianity, really opposed to the church. But she invited him. He wouldn't come to church, but she invited him to a barbecue that some Christians were having. And he realized, hey, he met some people and he thought, they're okay people. They're not that weird like I thought they would be. And I'll never forget the day after Maria had prayed for him for a while when he came into the church and sat in the back. And we were at meeting at IIT, and I gave a call for people to come and follow Jesus. And I'll remember the day when Mike Pagan walked down the aisle, got on his knees and said, Lord, I need you in my life, and gave his life to Jesus Christ. A hard guy. Now he helps lead a small group and is head of security. Hey, people that are hard, sometimes it takes a while before they get soft. But when they get soft, they come quickly to Jesus. And I want you to notice what he says here. He says, heal the sick who are there and tell them the kingdom of God has come upon you. He said, Pastor, you're telling me I'm supposed to heal the sick? What I'm telling you is that the power that was in Jesus, called the Holy Spirit, that same power, the third person of the Godhead, that same power lives in you. Scripture says that the power that raised Jesus from the dead is the power that lives inside of you. He says, go out and begin to pray that God would touch people's lives and let them know that the kingdom of God, notice what he says, let them know that the kingdom of God has come near to you. Heal the sick who are there and tell them that the kingdom of God has come near to you. He's not talking to apostles. He's talking to regular people like you and I. I want to break that down for a moment because some of us are intimidated by that statement. Heal the sick and tell them that the kingdom of God has come near to you. Here's what I want you to know. I want you to know that you and I have the power of God inside of us, not because of our own goodness, not because of our own strength, but because of the righteousness of Jesus. When we go out to try to share with other people, Christianity is not about a self-improvement program. We're not telling people to change their own lives. If you think that Christianity is a 12-step program to improve your current state into a better you, then you're confused about what Christianity is. Christianity is not in the self-help section of Barnes & Noble. Christianity is about a broken, desperate people like you and I that come to a power that is much higher than us. And we bring our brokenness to the feet of this God. And we say, I cannot change myself. I cannot save myself. It has to be you. And in our surrender, we invite the power of the living God to come inside of us and change us from the inside out by his divine and miraculous power that comes through the cross of Jesus the Christ, the Son of God. That's what the gospel is. And then when you receive the changing of God, the Bible says that the Holy Spirit comes and dwells inside of you. So now, the things that Jesus used to do, we also have the power to do. Oh, we're not the Son of God, but we're sons of God, sons and daughters of God. And the same power that was in Jesus lives inside of us. And so when we say, pray for the sick, we are not saying I'm a healer. We are saying we know a healer. His name is Jesus. And so we can pray for people that need healing in their spirit. Pray for people that need healing in their soul, and pray for people that need healing in their body, because for God, He can do healing in all of those areas. Why? Why are we praying for people's healing? Because it says, and tell them that the kingdom of God is near. What is the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God is where God rules and reigns. Where is the kingdom of God perfectly manifest? In heaven. Jesus taught us to pray this prayer. You've prayed it 100 times, and half of you have no idea what you're praying. Our Father who art in heaven. Amen. How many have prayed it like that before? Our Father who art where? In heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Means holy is your name. Thy kingdom, thy will be on earth as it is in heaven. What have you just prayed? You have prayed, Father, I pray that your kingdom, the way it happens in heaven, will poke its head into earth, and that your rule and reign that's in heaven, that we will experience what is in heaven here on earth as your kingdom comes. Is there a sickness and disease in heaven? Is there sin in heaven? Is there fighting in heaven? Is there bitterness in heaven? No, we are praying, God, your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so therefore, since there is no sickness in heaven, we pray that here on earth we will experience healing, that you would show a glimpse of heaven here on earth as people are touched miraculously by your healing power. We pray that those that are bitter and broken and sick will experience the touch of God, so that the way it is in heaven, they will experience it here on earth. We pray that where there's fighting and violence, there will be peace like it is in heaven. God, we are carriers of the kingdom of heaven amongst us. That's why the church of the living God should manifest the values of the kingdom of God. Righteousness and peace and joy should be manifest. That's why when we're in our neighborhood shouldn't be the same, because we should spill over into our community the values of the kingdom of heaven. Man, I'm preaching to myself today, but I'm excited about it because this is good stuff. You are carriers. Carriers of the domain of God in your life.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Jobe in a moment. You are listening to a Straight Talk message entitled Roll Up Your Sleeves, which is from our series called Empowered, Spirit-Filled Witness. Stay tuned to learn how you can get a free copy of this message, as well as information regarding Pastor Mark and his ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. We're in the book of Acts with his message called Roll Up Your Sleeves.
Let me tell you this. You cannot splash on others if you are empty yourself. You have the Holy Spirit if you're a believer, but it doesn't mean you're filled with the Spirit. Do you realize that as a believer, you can walk around and you can quench the Spirit by the way you're living? You can grieve the Spirit. You can have your flesh dominate the Spirit, even though you have the Holy Spirit, you can put it down so that you dominate the Spirit. What would happen if a church like this, if all of us started living out, being filled with the Spirit and taking the peace of the kingdom of God to where we live, to our house, to our job, to our neighborhood? What would happen if you truly believe that God could fill you? And the next time someone says, well, there's a need in my life, you would just quietly approach them. You don't have to change your voice. You don't have to say, oh, here I am praying. And it's just quiet. Can I pray for you? What if you just put your hand on their shoulder and quietly just prayed the power of Jesus into their life, so people knew that there is a person of faith amongst us? What if before you walked into your work, you would say, come kingdom of God to my work. Help me be a manifestation of the kingdom in my jobs, with my attitude, the way I work, the way I... What would happen if you go to your job and you say, Lord, here I am. I step into my job and I'm bringing the kingdom of God to my job. And I pray, Lord Jesus, that you help me spill over the kingdom of God. What would happen if the people of God started getting full of the Spirit of God and bringing the manifestation of the kingdom of God to where we live and to where we work? I believe that that is what God desires us to do. Number four, the last thing is that we need to celebrate the right things. Your biggest joy should not be what God does through you, but what God does in you. Verse 17, it says, the 72 returned. Jesus sent them out. They came back and they were like, whoa, dude, this was great. I don't know if they said dude to Jesus, but master, this was awesome. They were excited, jumping, thrilled. They returned with joy and said, Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name. They were so happy that God was using them. They felt like they had authority and power. They actually prayed over people that were oppressed by demonic forces, and they saw liberation. They thought, wow, we have some power here. This is extraordinary. We never thought we could do these things. And look, you're using us in supernatural, extraordinary ways. And Jesus said to them, he replied in verse 18, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. He's not talking about right then. He's talking about previously when Lucifer, the angel of light that was in charge of the glory of God, was cast out of heaven. And Jesus talks about the day where he saw Satan fall from heaven like a lightning bolt. In other words, the way that Satan was kicked out of heaven, when believers walk in the authority of God, they have spiritual authority also in the spiritual realm. And he says in verse 19, I have given you authority. Say that out loud, authority. You know what authority is? Authority is the right and the power to exercise influence over a domain. The right and the power to exercise influence over something. That's authority. When a police officer steps out on the side of the road and says, stop. If it's just some random dude in shorts and a tank top and he says, stop, you're like, yeah, right. Or try to, you know, not hit him while you go past him. But if it's a police officer that says, stop, you stop. Why? Because he has delegated authority to make you stop. You see the badge. Now, is it his authority? No, it's authority that's granted through to him through the city of Chicago and the police department in Chicago. He has delegated authority over a domain. In the same way, it's not your power, not your authority. It's the authority of Jesus the Christ, the Son of God, that's given you authority as well. Domain, power and domain over certain things. And he says to them, listen, I've given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. In other words, I've given you authority that you don't even know you have to even overcome dangerous situations. And then he says this, however, do not rejoice that the Spirit submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. You know, something powerful when God uses you. Have you ever ministered to a friend that was in need? They're so broken, but you wrap your arm your arm around their shoulder and you pray with them and share with them the word of God, and you can just feel their spirit rising up and you feel that they've gone from hopelessness to hope and you sense it. And then when you're done talking and praying with them, they give you a big hug and say, man, I feel so much better. Thank you so much. And there's a joy in that, right? There's a sense like, God, you use me to encourage this person. Or if you've ever led someone to Christ and baptized them, You're able to lead them to Christ as they weep and they break, as they confess their sins and you explain the gospel. And then you baptize them. There's a great joy. God, you use me. And there's a thrill about God using you, because you know that you're broken, but just filled with God. And one broken person filled with God ministering to another broken person. There's something powerful about that. Some people tell me sometimes, Pastor, it must be burdensome to lead a congregation, and there's so many people with so many issues and problems, and there's always someone in need and in a crisis. But to be honest with you, yeah, I have days like that where it feels heavy, but most of the time it doesn't to me. You know why? Because I see people growing and changing and taking steps forward. And to me, I get a lot of joy to see you grow, move forward in God, taking steps in God. It makes me feel like, wow, we're a part of a church. In the last 3 years, we've baptized almost 1,000 people. And it's like, wow, lives are being changed. God's doing some good things. I'm excited to be a part of this. But here's what Jesus says. As great as that is, don't rejoice over what God can do through you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. You say, what does that mean? Rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Did you know that your name may be or maybe not written in heaven? If you look at Scripture, there's about 6 or 7 places in Scripture that talks about a book referred to as the Book of Life. In Revelation chapter 20, verse 15, it says, and if anyone's name is not found written in the Book of Life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. Man, I want to be in that book. This is a book that says, yeah, this man or this woman belonged to me. This man or this woman have bowed their knees. They've been washed by the blood of Jesus Christ. It doesn't say this person attended New Life. You know that you can attend New Life Community Church and not have your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Do you know that you could have gone through First Communion and not have your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? You know that you can own a Bible and pray and not have your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life, because there's no other way for that name to be written in the Lamb's Book of Life except that you have been washed under the blood of the Lamb, because you've come to a point in your life where you've surrendered the control of your life to Him that is greater than you. You've accepted the message of salvation, that there is salvation in no other name except the name of Jesus. You've bowed your knee, you've received forgiveness, and you've allowed the Holy Spirit to come inside of you, and you've followed up with believer's baptism. That is what it means to be a follower of Jesus. You surrendered to the power of the Most High God through the blood of the cross of Jesus. The Bible says there is a book. It's referred to as the Book of Life, or sometimes referred to as the Lamb's Book of Life. In Revelation chapter 21, it says, but nothing unclean will ever enter it. Talking about glory, talking about heaven. Nor anyone who does what is detestable or false, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. There is a book sealed in heaven. And what Jesus said is, don't rejoice over what I do through you, but rejoice that your name is in that book. Rejoice that you are a son or daughter of the Most High God. Rejoice that you've been washed and cleansed, and that your Father has sealed you into the day of redemption. Rejoice that the Holy Spirit has come inside of you. Rejoice in that fact, that you have been saved, have been cleansed, have been washed. Rejoice that your name is found in the Lamb's Book of Life, and the judgment of God will not come upon you, but you will experience the power and forgiveness and glory of God. Rejoice in that.
You've been listening to Pastor Mark Jobe from New Life Community Church in Chicago with the second half of his message entitled Roll Up Your Sleeves. It's from his current series called Empowered, Spirit-Filled Witness. Join us again on the next Straight Talk for part 3. divine appointment. As I mentioned earlier, if you'd like to have a copy of this message, you can download it for free with our Straight Talk app. Just log on to PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. There you will find over 45 other series that can help you in your daily walk with God. If you'd prefer to have a CD of the message, contact our office at 773-585-3300. That's 773-585-3300. We also invite you to check out a New Life location near you this Sunday. We have 25 life-giving locations throughout the city of Chicago, and you can check us out at www.newlifechicago.org. That's newlifechicago.org. We'd love to meet you. And please tell them that you heard about New Life through the radio program. We hope that you've enjoyed this broadcast, and we thank you for joining us. Please do listen in to the next Straight Talk. On behalf of Pastor Mark, myself, and the Straight Talk team, we appreciate your listenership. Have a great evening, and God bless.